Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
There are times when God speaks to you and me, and He gives us specific. You wake up and there's a troubling, and you know exactly what it is. It's not for you to go around and do all of this. It's for you to pray. It's for you to what? Pray. Jesus, when He was troubled in His spirit, He went to what? Gethsemane. He went to pray. Because He knew that something is going to happen, and it's going to happen to who? Him. He's going to be betrayed. He's going to die. He's going to the cross. And He need to what? Pray. So if you feel troubled sometime in the spirit, make sure you know why you are troubled. And if it's something that you should face, God wants to take you through this, then it's prayer. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. You're not resisting it, but you said, Father, let Your will be done. Grant me the strength. The other way you trouble in the spirit is you don't know. But all day you confuse. Because this is general. You don't know what it is. And when I don't know what it is, I pray in my most holy faith. I pray in the spirit. I just pray in the spirit. I don't know. Let the spirit pray. I just pray in the spirit. I pray with my mind. With understanding, and I pray in the spirit without understanding. I'm teaching right here. So it's not hocus pocus, okay? When I pray in my mind, I understand what I'm saying. But when I pray in the spirit, I don't understand, but the spirit making what? Intercession for me. You got that? And saying things that I have no clue. But when it's all over, I feel different. You know how it is that. I have some weakness in here. I have some weakness. You know, you got this burden in your spirit. You got this uneasiness, this restlessness in your spirit. And you don't know what's going to happen. But all you start to do is just pray. And you can't pray with English word. You're praying in the spirit. Hallelujah. And when it ceases, when it's over, you feel good. You feel okay, all right? So here, Jesus had specific knowledge of what is about to take place. So it was trouble in the spirit. I give you the example of it. He knows his betrayal, and he knows that he was going to go to the cross. A second place that we see Jesus was troubled again in the spirit is in John chapter 11. So number one, so you know, when you're troubled in the spirit, it's either going to be specific or either going to be what? General. Okay? So you know that. Now, look at John chapter 11, 33, 35. Stay with me this morning, guys. We're just going to learn, and we're going to be better than we just walk in church today. John 11, verse 33. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jew who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said, Lord, come see. All right, so those two verses. This is Lazarus, Mary, Martha. Lazarus is dead. Jesus came at the invitation of his friend. He says, my brother is sick. Come pray for him. Jesus waited and didn't go when they says come. And it was now, after 3 days, Jesus showed up. Now, when Jesus showed up, those sisters are weeping because their brother is what? Dead. Dead. As in dead. They told Jesus, you're late. Had you been here, our brother would not die. Because you have the power. You have connection with the Father. And you would have prayed to the Father. And you would have healed my brother. Jesus was moved and troubled for them because Jesus loved them. We see the humanity of Jesus. We see the what? Humanity of Jesus. You know, you get a call that your friend, daughter is sick, or husband is sick, and they need you to come, and you didn't get there. And when you get there, they says, too late. He's dead. And you're there bawling. If you really, really are friends, as the song says, that's what friends are for, you start crying. You start crying. In there, Jesus wept. That's the only place you see where Jesus wept, because he felt their pain. He felt their pain. Here, sometime we are enter into a situation and are troubled in our spirit because we feel the pain of that person. It's not my pain, it's their pain. Now I pick up their pain and it troubles my spirit. Have you been in there already? In that situation? You live and you trouble. There's a thing you need to do. You need to get the revelation how to solve it. Jesus got the revelation how to solve their pain. What was the revelation? Raise him from the dead. That was it. So Jesus prayed. The Bible says he groaned in the spirit and then he uttered the word, Lazarus, come forth. And then Lazarus came forth. Action of the spirit. When your spirit man is live, it is active. Okay? When your spirit man is alive, it is what? Active. All the time. Your spirit is active. It's very what? Sensitive to the environment. And it's giving you clue of what's going on. Let me make that stay with you. When the spirit that God place in you, man, the human spirit, when it's alive unto God, it's very active. Because it's very active, it's giving you clue of what is going on. But you and I must become what? Sensitive to that spirit. Now I understand why we are exhorted and encouraged to read our Bible and to live what? Close with God. I understand that. It's to be in full communication with God so I can distinguish between the mind, the soul, and the spirit. I know when it's the spirit and I know when is the mind. Okay? So I'm troubled in the spirit. Now let me give you the second example here of the activity of the spirit. The second action of this spirit is where a lot of false prophet comes from. The second action of the spirit is perceive. I perceive. We're going to dwell here a little bit because so many people are being misled with this part in church. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Let's go there. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We will not be deceived at celebration. We won't be deceived because we know the truth. And the truth that we know make us free. Now, let's read this now. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness all around us in heavenly places. So we either going to pick up what God is saying to us in our spirit, or we will pick up what the devil is saying. You hear me now? We are going to pick up what God is saying in our spirit, or we're going to pick up what the devil is saying. We got to be very careful, because it might look like, and we say a celebration, we don't go by what it looks like. We don't go by what it feels like. We only go by what the word says. Because it might look like true, but it's not true. It might feel like true, but it's not true. So we got to know. That's why the Bible says we are to try the Spirit. To what? Try the Spirit. Got to know whether it's of God or whether it's of the dark side. Proceed. People say, I perceive. When they say, I perceive, I'm very, very careful. I listen carefully. Okay. Now, Mark chapter 2, verse 8. Jesus. But immediately when Jesus perceived, watch this, yeah. But immediately when Jesus, what? Perceived in the spirit that they, what? Reasoned thus within themselves. He says to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Why? See, this was the Pharisees. If you read the whole thing, I just picked that one verse up because I need that verse. Jesus is in this house and he's teaching. And the man was paralyzed. And Jesus is about to heal. And the Pharisees, and Jesus is talking about sin. And the whole teaching there. And they sit there and in their soulish realm start to reason against him. You can come into a room and you know people just start to reason against you. If your spirit man is alive, it will pick it up. It's sure going to pick it up and guide you out of that situation. How many times have been in situation and I know exactly, but I ain't going to say a word. But now I can navigate my way out. I'm just teaching you. Because if your spirit man is alive, or you come meet somebody and they say, hi, sister, blah, blah, blah. You say, oh, that eye, keep that eye. Because you know it's not good. You know it's not good. You pick it up. But guess what? Because you are in the spirit, you live in the spirit. When you walk in the spirit, you war in the spirit and not in the flesh.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.